All right, so this is how I got banned on TikTok after posting over 500 videos, gaining over 500,000 followers. Ha! I literally have no idea why I said that, because I did not have over 500,000 followers. I had 85,000 followers, and I was losing followers at that rate. But nonetheless, continuing for posting a video about feet. So basically, at this point, it's a few weeks ago, a little bit before the new year. I was chilling, you know, doing my regular thing, posting videos. I was about to post my fourth foot rating TikTok video where I rate TikTokers feet. If you haven't watched that video, link is going to be in the top right corner, so click it. So boom, I post it, right, and I think nothing of it. I probably go on another few apps, check my socials, things like that, and decide what I'm about to do next. I'm on my break at work. That's exactly what's happening. And I knew the video was going up around like what, 4 or something on a Sunday, and so I posted the thing on TikTok to promote it. And so boom, I posted. 5 or 6 minutes go by. I go back on TikTok after putting a few comments in. I get lagged out, and so I'm like, what? That's not ever happened before. And so a little message pops up, like, I don't know, right as I get logged out, probably. I'm making this video a little bit late, but it still happened. And so, what's the saying? What's the fucking saying? Better late than never. So boom, a little message on my screen pops up. Your account was banned due to too many community guideline violations. And I was like, oh, okay. Now, unfortunately, when I was doing my thing, like just posting a lot of videos and not really paying attention to my strikes and my audios that are muted and stuff like that, apparently, I just remember looking at it at one point and seeing a lot of them and seeing a lot of things that had been muted or a lot of videos that had been striked. And I didn't think that there was going to be a limit to how many guideline violations I could get. One, because they didn't tell me or put any indication on my account that I was close to getting banned, or, you know, like in a red zone, I guess you could say, like they would show you on YouTube, like your account's, you know, like you're stepping on hot ground right now, buddy, like calm down with the shit you're posting, because you know you've been hot for a while. But they never gave me any kind of notification or anything like that. And so, like I said, got logged out, got the message that popped up and said your account was banned due to too many community guideline violations. So I was like, okay, logged back in as far as I could right after I got that message. I wish I would have screenshotted it for this video, but I didn't. I'll try to get a picture of what popped up just in case any of you guys experience the same thing. Hopefully you don't. But so I logged back in as far as I could. It made me put my birth date in, my email address, and the password that I would have used. And then it said that, like I said before, I was banned for too many community guideline violations, man. I was fucking sick. I was fucking sad, you know. And if this happens to you guys, a word of advice, try to do what I did. I was sad, but that day it happened, I don't know what made me want to come to peace with it so quickly, but I was just really, focused on, I guess, not dwelling on the fact that it got banned and just not really trying to be sad about it, because I don't know. It's at the end of the day, it's just a TikTok account. It's not life or death, obviously. And so though I did put a lot of time into it and things like that, I did learn and, you know, still gain a skill which I will carry out throughout my social media career. And so, yeah, just if this happens to you guys, like I was saying, or like I'm trying to say, basically don't dwell on it too much. If you can't get your account back, just if you know, did it one time, in my opinion, you should be able to do it again. And so that's where I stand on it, and that's how I got over it so quickly. Like literally within like 2 days, I was like, I knew I had, like I said, a lot of community guideline violations because I was just posting videos and stuff without really checking my notifications, or that notification specifically, because they're in like different tabs, which is also another thing that they should probably, you know, just in my opinion, fix. But yeah, so right after I got the pop-up, I logged in as far as I could, and I submitted a appeal. That is what popped up after I could log in to a certain point. And so typed out my little explanation. Don't even remember what I said, honestly, because I'm pretty sure TikTok has their whole thing monitored by AI, and so like a robot type-esque thing. And I don't know, I just didn't really feel like I was getting the account back regardless, because I knew I had, like I said, a lot of violations to begin with. I knew that I had quite a few audios that had been muted. Not sure if that even counts towards that. My account over time had been astronomically losing views. And obviously that's one, because of content I was creating, like it wasn't always the best. But two, I just feel like a lot of my core audience should have been seeing more of my content. Like over time, I feel like I dropped off a lot faster. I don't know. I really don't know. Either way, I submitted my appeal, and then I waited, bro, because what else are you going to do when you submit an appeal and you have to wait for them to message back? So I waited, and I waited, and I waited for around 3 days, and then I realized, like an idiot, well, you know, I just realized that I could have logged back in at any point to see whether or not they had, you know, gave my account back or denied my appeal. And so I waited like 3 days. This was like, I'm pretty sure January 3rd, the day, or this was like I said, right before New Year's, the day I got banned. And so I waited until like January 3rd to check my account to see if I got it back. And then once I opened it up, logged back in as far as I could again, because they won't let you stay logged in after you submit the appeal. It will log you back out. I saw, unfortunately, that I was banned permanently. And it said something along the lines of, your account has been permanently banned. So I thought to myself, well, time to make a new one. So if you guys want to go follow me on that one, it is the same at Denico Tart, DenikoTart, and I will be posting content about video games, soccer, and my everyday life and things I just find funny, that interesting and culturally relevant to me and my life.